has its own way of being learned, and that the Course in Miracles does not use the traditional approach to learning that most of us are used to in order to really get it. In other words, it's not based on figuring out. And trying to figure it out is what delays you in receiving the benefit of the information. What the Course in Miracles does is it's like having a conversation. If you listen to it as if someone was having if it was a conversation, then it would be amazing what you would get out of it. And you don't have to believe the ideas. It says in the directions, you don't have to believe the ideas. You don't have to accept the ideas. You don't have to welcome the ideas. It tells us straight up, so some of the ideas you're going to actively resist. Some of it you're going to find startling. But it's not about analyzing it. It says it's not about judging it. But if you use the ideas, then you'll see that the ideas are true. We're going to be on page 328. Paragraph 6.
What section is that?
It's in chapter 15. Looks like it's section 11. I'm going to read through the paragraph and then we'll go back through it and we'll see if we can get the message of the paragraph. It says, so it is that in all your seeking for love, in all your seeking for love, you seek for sacrifice and find it. Yet you find not love. It's impossible to deny what love is and still recognize love. The meaning of love lies in what you have cast outside yourself. And love has no meaning apart from you. It is what you prefer to keep that has no meaning, while all that you would keep away holds all the meaning of the universe and holds the universe together in its meaning. Unless the universe were joined in you, the universe would be apart from God. And to be without God, to be without God is to be without meaning. Okay, so the Course is only talking about love and fear. It's trying to teach us the difference between love and fear. And it's trying to teach us how to remove the blocks to the love. And so the first thing it does is it tells us what we're doing that we don't know about. Like the first sentence says, so it is that in all you're seeking for love, you really seek for sacrifice and find it. Many people start out thinking they're looking for love, form a relationship, and find out that what they really found was fear and loss and sacrifice. Instead of the relationship giving them more and more joy, more and more peace, more and more awareness, and more safety, they would have more peace and joy before they got into the relationship. Have you ever experienced that? Where it was after you formed the relationship that you found that it wasn't exactly the party you thought it was going to be. You know, you got into it. And it's not just a love relationship. It can be a relationship with a boss. It can be a relationship with a friend. It can be a relationship with a lover. It's any type of relationship. He says that we don't know what real love is, because we think love demands sacrifice, and that in love, if you love someone, you're constantly giving up the thing that you love. That we think love is sacrifice. So he says most people think they're looking for love, but what they're really looking for is sacrifice, and they find it. They actually find the relationship that they're having to sacrifice in, what they thought they were trying to find, a relationship that they were going to have some freedom and some love in. The next paragraph says, yet you find not love. Because it's impossible to deny what love is and still recognize love. I am denying that love is no sacrifice. Love is total safety. Love is total joy. Love is total freedom. And he says, well, if I'm denying what it is, how am I going to recognize it? If I'm not practicing what love is, how would I recognize love? Then he says, well, the meaning of love lies in what you have cast outside yourself and has no meaning apart from you. So love doesn't have any meaning separate from you. So if you are not experiencing love, love has no meaning for you. If you're not experiencing happiness, happiness has no meaning. Hearing about Oprah's happiness is not me being aware of my happiness. Being aware of your relationship of love is not me being aware of my relationship. It has no meaning apart from me. If I'm not in the party don't have no meaning for me. So if I'm apart from loving myself, then love has no meaning to me. So if a person thinks that they can love someone and feel like they don't love themselves, it doesn't work that way. A person who doesn't love themselves, they have no idea what love really is. Because it has no meaning apart from you. Okay? The Course has this weird thing about it. It just simply means what it says. And that's a radical concept. But it really does. It just says it the way it is. And it also says, you might find a starling hard to believe, but the truth is, he says, it is what you prefer to keep that has no meaning. So what is it that the average person prefers to keep? They tend to prefer to keep the sacrificing. They tend to prefer to keep the fear. They tend to prefer to keep the separation. They tend to prefer to keep the suspicion and doubt, not the love and the trust. So he says, well, it's what you prefer to keep, the fear that has no meaning, while all that you would keep away holds all the meaning of the universe. So I'm inviting sacrifice, and I'm actually keeping away love, which doesn't demand that I sacrifice. So if a lot of people who sacrifice and think that sacrifice is love all are attracted to each other, because like attracts like in universal law, then you will have a bunch of people who all believe love is sacrifice, all keeping love away from themselves but not realizing it, and would think that they were actually experiencing love because everyone else was doing the same erroneous version of love that they are. And that's what we are supposed to experience. You know, at one time everybody thought the earth was flat. And it looked flat. When you think about it, it was an unreasonable assumption. It looked flat, right? But because everybody believed it was true, didn't make it true. So you can be totally aware of the truth and absolutely seem like you are alone in that truth. So you have to realize that when you discover your truth, you may feel like you're alone in that truth. Everybody around you may not, like right now for me, it's like, my goal is peace, my goal is joining, my goal is remembering who I really am, my goal is accepting total responsibility for my experience, 100%. I don't care what it is. If I went out here today and I got hit by a car, as quick as I could, I'd get back to it. I'm responsible for my experience of that. Now, whether anybody else wants to do that or not, has nothing to do with the truth of that. You see what I'm saying? And guess what? I will receive the benefits of practicing the truth in my life, regardless of whether anybody else is practicing the truth in their life. That's good news to me, you all. If I want to be a loving person, I will reap the results of being a loving person. I don't have to wait for anybody else in the room to be a loving person for me to reap the results of being a loving person. Isn't that wonderful? Mm-hmm. So that means that there's nothing to stop you from moving as fast as you want to toward your happiness. Nothing. Because nothing about it is dependent on anybody else's cooperation. That's good news. I just remind you, that's good news. That's good news. So the Course then says, it's what you prefer to keep that has no meaning, while all that you would keep away holds all the meaning of the universe and holds the universe together in its meaning. What is it that we keep away? Love or fear? Typically.
Love.
Okay, he says, so unless the universe were joined in you, it would be apart from God. And to be without God, which the Course defines as love, is to be what? Without meaning. If I'm without love, I'm without meaning. If we're without love, we're without meaning. And so the first paragraph told us that we seek for love, but we really are seeking for sacrifice, because we think love involves sacrifice. As long as I deny that love